You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Wow, what a day. I'm like halfway, a quarter away through the second edition of the Jack Dorsey Twitter podcast. That one, guys, is fantastic. And I haven't had a chance to get into reviewing it yet, but there's so much going on in there. I need to take some notes. I'm way too stupid to keep up with this. But this episode is for JRE MMA Show 58 with Brendan Schaub, who has lost his voice. It was a really important one for MMA fans because that UFC was a doozy. Was it 235? I can never keep up with that. It's too many numbers, too many episodes, too many MMAs, whatever. But anyway, yeah, the fights were nuts. I don't know who watched them. I certainly did. I don't often get to watch the fights, so it was great that I got there. And yeah, some controversial shit, so let's get into the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
All right, so yeah, like I said, Brendan Schaub has lost his voice on this one, so be patient with him. Poor guy. He says he's not sick, but he sounds like he's struggling. And yeah, they had a lot to talk about. It was a stacked card for a lot of reasons. Anytime John Jones is fighting is a great card. I'm telling you right now. John Jones has never had a boring fight, in my opinion. And I think anyone would be hard-pressed to say. Even the battles with Gustafsson all the way to the end was still just dynamic and brutal, and this one was another example of something similar. Let's kind of start that way and move back from it's how Joe did the podcast, but they get into it with where Jones was. Like, he dominated. He dominated like he always does, right? He won. He crushed it. God bless him. He's unbelievable. And I met that guy a few times when I used to live in Albuquerque. He trains out there, and he's a really fucking cool dude and huge guy too. I mean, he's a beast. When he stood next to you, you feel tiny. And, you know, I'm 6'3", and I felt like a little kid next to that guy. Same way when you meet Alistair Overeem too. That guy's a beast. Some of these dudes are just beyond human in a lot of ways. So it was pretty standard. I mean, a rematch for Jones with that guy is not necessary. I mean, Joe or Brendan didn't think it was worth going over. But what they did get into was the controversy with Lawler and getting his head crushed by Ben Askren. Now, Askren has been bigged up big time by Joe and Brendan. I mean, they'd made a fuss about him for a long time. And, you know, when you look at his fights, and I did a little bit of research, I liked watching, going over his fights in anticipation of him coming to the UFC. I mean, he's super dominant. He doesn't get hit much. He crushes. It's wrestling, so to a lot of people, it's kind of boring. But, you know, it's not super dynamic. It's not like watching John Jones, but it's definitely incredibly dominating. And, you know, when you have a keen eye for looking for great fighters like Brendan Schaub and Joe Rogan have, they're going to know, you know, they can see it. They see who's going to win and who's going to cause the damage, and they were right on the money. But when the fight started, Ben went in for some sort of takedown, I think. It was like a one-legged, so I don't know, but Robbie got a hold of him, picked him up, and dumped him on his head, smashed him. You've got to check out the highlights of that fight. Then Robbie just went to town, smashed Ben's face in. I mean, it was more damage than Ben has taken and probably the combination of all his fights up until this point. Crazy. Got smashed, and then somehow Ben slipped out of it, got him in a bulldog choke, and just kind of crushed Robbie's head off. Now, the controversy was that Robbie said he wasn't even out. So Herb Dean calls it, says it's over. Robbie jumps up. Everyone's saying it's a bad call. It's a tough one. You know, when I was watching it, it looked like his hand went limp. I thought it was over. I mean, what do I know? You know, I'm an idiot. I don't know what a ref is looking at and what's what. But I've watched enough UFC fights just to get that feeling, that instinct that, oh, shit, he's out. And I had it. So when they called it, it didn't seem like a big deal until afterwards they were making a fuss about it. Who knows? But, you know, Joe's saying he wouldn't have got out of Ben's grip anyway. Ben can crush watermelons. For God's sake, you would have smashed his head off. And if you don't think that's impressive, go buy a watermelon and try and smash it under your arm just by squeezing in with, I don't know what muscle that would be, like maybe just your lats. I don't really know what you'd even use to squeeze that in, but you're not breaking that watermelon. He's, you know, he's a fucking super strong guy. He was going to pull Robbie Lawler's head off. You know, Joe even said you got to take your hat off to Robbie. He is the penultimate professional. He didn't really complain. He was just like, what are you going to do? It's a bad call. I mean, you've got to love Robbie for that. I mean, he's a vicious motherfucker, but that's classy as hell. That really is. There's no other way of putting it. It just really is classy. Working to the Woodley fight. Woodley is, you know, in a lot of ways been the GSP of that division. Well, I guess that's GSP's division. So he's the, you know, has been like the new GSP. He's just not been losing. He's been crushing. And this time he got fucked up. Usman, I think is the guy's name. I don't want to mess his country up. Is it Nigeria? Anyway, he's amazing. So now he's the new champ and he crushed Woodley in every round. I mean, the dominance was unbelievable. And to think of who Woodley has beat, and how he's beating him so decisively to be crushed like this was something else. I mean, it really was. To watch every round just get flattened out. Brendan was saying that he thinks that Woodley wasn't well. Maybe just wasn't all the way in it. And Joe was talking about how he kind of has a rap career and he's been doing some acting and some other things. Maybe it has crept in. You know, maybe some other things have like crept in. I know Woodley's been doing some stand-up actually, which is pretty cool. You know, fair play for trying it. I mean, he's obviously like a go-getter. But did it affect his camp, his fighting ability? It's hard to say. But from what Brendan was saying, it seemed like Woodley just lost it. He lost. There were parts where he looked like he was giving up. And that's reasonable assumption. You know, to be crushed that hard when you've been as dominant as you have. I mean, it's not crazy to say that something's off, right? I don't think that that's unreasonable. But, you know, that's where he's at. So we'll see where he goes and we'll see what the new champ is like. The Kobe Garbrandt fight was kind of nuts. You knew it was going to be a brawl, right? But ever since he lost to TJ and then came back and lost again. So he lost the belt, lost to TJ. Lost again to TJ, and then now he's fighting this guy. This is his third fight, and he gets smashed. He just gets, it looked like there was an illegal headbutt. He gets into a massive brawl with him, and they just start swinging for the fences, and it looked like Kobe had him at one point, and you decide for yourself, but it was reckless as fuck. Super reckless, because he ended up just getting himself knocked out. And I mean, three knockouts in a row, what are you supposed to do with that? Really? Where do you go from there? I mean, you've really got to reassess. I mean, it's not just like you're losing to decision or, I mean, you're getting knocked the fuck out. God bless him. I like that guy. I thought he was good. I kind of liked him more than I liked TJ, but TJ's growing on me. Now he's kicking some more ass and it helps that he went on Rogan and tries, you know, he's explained himself a little bit. I just thought he was, I don't know, just a little bit too arrogant, full of himself. But he seems like a decent dude as a champion. But yeah, Kobe's got some work. God bless him. I hope he can figure that out. And I like watching his fights. He's excellent. So get your shit together, Kobe. Get back into the ring. And then they finish up their conversation with something a little disturbing and kind of out there. Now, I haven't followed a lot of this. Maybe you know more about it. But there's all this Michael Jackson shit going on right now. There's like a documentary about what he's been up to. And, you know, what's going on with that? Why is this even coming up again? I mean, the guy's been dead for years now. It seems unnecessary. I mean, are we just like me tooing from beyond the grave now? I mean, how many other people are we going to dig up? I think once they're dead, we got to kind of move on. But not to say that these kids don't have a voice and a right. Of course they do. If some fucked up shit happened, then that's fucked up. We should talk about it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to come to light. I haven't been following it. And like I said, it seems odd to like rehash this. I guess I'm going to have to watch this documentary. But again, it's what's so great about listening to Rogan's podcast. It just kind of, you know, maybe it covered enough information for me to not have to bother watching the documentary. Maybe I'm not going to get a lot more out of it. And there's only so much time in the day. But to reiterate what I started at the beginning of this podcast, the fact that Joe can go from a very relaxed post-fight conversation about the last UFC into what is going to be my next review and a definite must-listen, which is the next Jack Dorsey Twitter podcast, which is, you know, a really important conversation for, you know, the 21st century. I mean, it's about how Twitter works, how free speech is, how people are getting banned, and how it all breaks down. I mean, the range of this podcast is really why I do mine. It's so worth it to me to pay this much attention to what my stupid brain can pick up and then, you know, have a chance to kind of talk about it and leave it there. But anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Peace.